All set.
Thanks, Mark. Okay, I'd like to call the June Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. First order of business would be Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to this republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ed Estewan is excused. Stephen Jalowick.
Here.
Dave Kopchansky.
Here.
Raul Sanchez.
Here.
Albert Miskiewicz.
Here.
Raymond Sadlick.
I have it here.
Gino DiGiovanni.
Here.
Michael Frattorola. Dan Blitzman. Say hello, Dan.
Dan's muted. He's here.
I'm here.
Okay. Thanks, Karen. Do we have any additions, deletions, or corrections to the agenda?
I have none.
Okay. Anybody else?
Mr. Chair?
Move on to...
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Go ahead, Mark.
I noticed when I was... I didn't prepare the agenda, but I noticed when I went to get the login, to double check the login, mm-hmm. You refer to the matter of the public hearing for tonight. It says 189 Derby Avenue and then new business 189 Derby Avenue. And is that a typo or I'm not quite sure?
That is a typo. The address is 189 New Haven Avenue.
Correct. So let's show that the agenda has been corrected, had an error in it, and was corrected from 189 Derby Avenue to 189 New Haven Avenue. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but does that impact your posting or whatever? I just want to, I didn't know. I just saw it like right when I was getting this meeting going. So,
Ryan? Barbara?
I'm sorry, what exactly is the mistake?
The address on the public hearing for the Luna Lyman Nature Preschool is listed as 189 Derby Avenue. It's supposed to be 189 New Haven Avenue.
Was
there other notice given with the correct address?
Yes, notice was put in the paper with the correct address twice, and I believe the applicant notified a property owners within 150 feet as well.
Then I think that should be okay.
And for the record, Mr. Chairman or Mr. Vice Chairman, I don't believe that it would be appropriate to close the public hearing at this meeting just because of information that's going to be discussed tonight and submitted, that was actually submitted this afternoon electronically, that can't technically be considered for tonight's meeting because of executive order criteria. So,
okay.
So right. So if the public hearing's going to remain open, then really nobody will be prejudiced.
Okay.
Well, Ryan, did you collect copies of the notices sent to property owners?
I did not, but Lisa was in contact with the applicant on that matter.
So she has them?
I believe so.
Okay.
Before the next meeting, then we'll need to just double check that also.
Right.
Okay. Any communications? I don't have any or know of any. Anybody else?
Nope.
We'll move on to the public portion. Is there anybody from the public that wants to speak on anything that is not already a public hearing on the agenda?
Yes, I'll speak. Yeah, Tom.
Go ahead, Tom.
79 Sunset Drive. I just want to say that I hope that the commission does not include residential zones in the new PDD amendment. So I really want you to think hard about that because that's going to open up a can of worms in the city.
Noted, Tom. And there, if that PDD, when and if that PDD zone change goes through, there will be public hearings, right, Ryan?
Correct.
Public, right. So you'll have a full chance to vet it. It's still in a very, very early draft form at this time, but your comments appreciated.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else from the public wants to address the commission?
Yes, Mr. Chair, my name is Mark Carfalo, 95 Academy Hill Road. I know you have two items that are just on for acceptance tonight, so I know there won't be any action taken, but regarding the residential proposed for downtown and also the Derby Avenue project. And in both cases, I urge you to be sure that there is adequate parking required for these projects, because that is a very important thing, especially as it relates to the downtown. And also urge you to be very cautious as it relates to further development on Derby Avenue, because it's very problematic from a safety standpoint and a traffic standpoint. But that'll be further fleshed out, but just to address that matter this evening. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mark. your comments are noted and appreciated. Anybody else from the public that would like to address the commission on a matter that's not already going to be a public hearing tonight? Okay. I have a motion to table the approval of the May meeting minutes. Can I have a second for that?
Second.
Seconded by Raul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So moved. We'll do the May meeting at the July meeting. We have three applications. Is this really three or four applications, right, Ryan?
It's two applications.
It's two applications. Two applications to receive. One is for 33 Elizabeth Street, LLC. 33 Elizabeth Street, it's a special exception application to add 22 studio and 10 one-bedroom apartments with first-floor commercial, retail, and office space to the existing building. I believe this is the old UI office building. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks. I'll make a motion to accept the application. We have a second.
Mr. Chairman, I receive and schedule for a public hearing.
Receive and schedule for a public hearing. That would be at the July meeting. I'll make that motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thanks, Albert. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? So moved. We'll schedule that for a public hearing in July. Second application is for 326 Derby Avenue. There are three businesses asking for site plan approval. One is Cloud 10 Recording Studio. The second one is Cloud 10 Embroidery and Printing Site site. And the third one is Cloud 10 Event Space. This doesn't require a public hearing, does it, Ryan?
No, Mr. Chairman. All three uses appear to be, not specifically stated in the permitted uses. They seem to fall into categories that are permitted uses in the zone.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we accept the application for review at the July meeting without a public hearing. Do I have a second on the motion?
Second.
Thanks, Daniel. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. We'll schedule that site plan application for review in the July meeting. Okay, next item on the agenda is a public hearing on the Luna Lyman Nature Preschool at 189 New Haven Avenue. This is a special exception application for a child daycare center. Is there someone from the applicant here to present to the commission?
Excuse me. Yes, I'm Ryan Thompson with RCL Thompson LLC. I'm the engineer and surveyor on the project. And Sylvia Arnoso is also here. She's the applicant. but I'm going to start with giving you an overview of the project as soon as you're ready.
Okay, you can begin.
Okay, so as Ryan McAvoy did mention, there was a revision plan set that was sent today. And, you know, I recognize that the public hearing will be held open, but I'm going to be mainly discussing the revisions because they address the comments that were made by the engineer review. But overall,
Ryan, are we able to share the plans on the screen? Or is that going to be kind of difficult? Are we prepared to do that?
As long as I have, it looks like I do have permission, so I should be able to do this, yes.
That'd be great. Let's see here.
Okay, can you see? Let me make this bigger. Can everybody see the screen?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right, so let me just move this here. So, okay. All right, so the intent here is to turn the existing two-story wooden residential building into a daycare preschool facility, and that requires, you know, putting in a wider driveway. Right now the driveway is, you can see in here, these gray lines represent the edge of the existing driveway, so it needs to be 9 feet per lane, so 18 feet total. So it requires widening the driveway and then providing parking space access in the rear, as well as a sidewalk. On the version that you had, there was not this accessible ramp, but the revision does have an accessible ramp. So I want to make sure that's known. There's a little bit of grading associated. You can see just a couple of contour lines here, mostly mimicking where the contours are in the existing condition, except for to cut it back a little bit into the front yard because we have to widen that. And then there will be curbing along the sides so that water will not run off the increased impervious area and impact the neighboring cemetery. I'm proposing to collect that in a very small, very shallow pond. It's not a lot of water, so it doesn't require a huge stormwater management facility here. It's roughly two or 3 feet deep. And I can show you that a better picture in a moment, profile view. And then just bringing that water via culvert into this existing catch basin over here in the shoulder of Route 34. In terms of limits of disturbance, we're staying just to the limits of where we need to excavate and in an area for stockpiling of material. Silt fence would be placed along this the side with the cemetery, because that is the downhill slope. So that's kind of a general overview. And then I'm going to go to this sheet here, which is the old sheet 3, but into the new revision, it's actually going to be sheet 5 to show a basic kind of configuration of the yard, which will have an outdoor nature playground, a sandbox, some trees planted along the rear. And this western side will be a 6-foot privacy fence in the southern side. And this here will be a 3-foot chain link fence for, you know, security of the children so they don't run into the parking area. There will be a toddler play area with a gate to separate the toddler play area with the other play area, and then a vegetable garden, and then some trees planted in the front to mitigate against the loss of trees from widening this driveway. Internally, and this is a draft at this point. This is, or in terms of just an overview of what the plan is. The actual architectural drawings will be forthcoming before any building permits would be issued. But for the purposes of site plan and zoning, this is a general layout. On the downstairs first floor, there will be roughly like a toddler classroom area for 24 to 36 month old children. There'll be a little snack table, an activity table, restrooms, cubbies, you know, gate into the backyard, front desk, main entrance. And then upstairs is really more of a staff area with a restroom and meeting area and an office. So in the version that you have in front of you, there is also discussion about this garage or barn. I think I labeled it as a barn. It's a garage. So I want to clear that up. And that is going to be at this point no longer considered as part of this application. In the future, the applicant is maybe going to probably seek to use that and would, in that case, submit a separate application. So I want to make sure that's clear, that that has been taken off of this application. Also, previously in the plan that you had, there was a gravel area here for sort of overflow parking and just access to this garage. That has been removed, and it's just the paved portion of the parking lot that is part of the application now. Any future addition to the parking area or any future work in this garage would be under a separate application. That's the general overview. I did respond to all of the comments that I received from the engineer review, and I did see the fire marshal's review. And the fire marshal's review was really the only thing was about the gravel parking area. That's no longer in consideration, so that would not apply anymore. And then all the remaining engineer comments were very minor and have all been addressed as of the new revision that I submitted today. So with that, I'm going to open it up to, I guess, questions. And actually, before I do that, if Sylvia Arnoso would like to speak, I'm going to stop sharing and I will let her speak. And if not, then I'll just open it up to questions. If I can figure out how to stop sharing.
Hmm. Why don't you leave them up while we're discussing it in case we want to refer to the plan? Yeah.
Okay, sure. That's fine. I'll just leave it up.
Sylvia, so you want to give us a little overview of this business you're proposing?
Well, good evening. It's a pleasure to be here today and very exciting for me. This is a preschool, a nature preschool idea. They want to materialize in Derby. What we planning to do there is just that. It's just recognizing the importance of nature and the life of children, and then and how this help the child develop in different areas. And we just want to focus this this preschool, and it's offering to the town of Derby, or the city of Derby, opportunity and to children's live in this environment where the education will be around nature.
How many children will you, what's your max number of children and staff?
We will have to adapt to the Office of Early Childhood Education will allow us. Now we just, the proposal is smaller than the initial plan. So we are thinking they will be serving 24 kids in this area. It's a very small preschool.
And how many staff members will there be?
We have, with myself, a total of four teachers' assistants.
Okay. Does anybody have questions for the applicant from the commissioners?
Mr.
I turn it over to Ryan.
I'd like to ask Ryan Thompson a question. Ryan, this is Dave Kopchansky. How did you calculate the number of required parking spaces in that lot?
Okay, so in the version of the plans that you see, I utilized the town or the city of Derby's basically requirements for a school. However, the comments from Ryan McAvoy recommended using ITE calculations, and so I did that for the updated. The result was the same. It was 8 parking spaces either way. So
explain to us a little bit on how you arrived at that with IT.
Yeah, sure. So, I'll just go ahead and speak to the revision, just because that's that's what's ultimately going to be decided on. So let me just zoom in here. So per ITE, the average for a daycare facility is 2.45 spaces per 1,000. That should say square feet of gross square footage. So there's 32. So this number, 3,200, is based on both the house, the upstairs and downstairs, and the garage. And I recognize that the garage is not currently part of the application. But for the calculations, I decided to go ahead and include that now, because if we put in additional parking, that's not going to be, that's, you know, you don't want to go back later and have to add additional parking. So it does include the garage square footage here. So that gives you 3.2 times 2.45 or 7.84 spaces. So I rounded it up to 8. That is, that's all into that number.
So they don't take into consideration the number of students?
I can jump in here, Dave. When I made the comment, I did naturally, out of curiosity, look at the ITE parking calculations. And there's a number of ways that the manual estimates parking demand for daycares, one of which is on a square footage basis, one of which is on a number of student basis. And then there's, I believe there's one other estimate that's based on perhaps number of classrooms or number of staff, I believe. So I think they all ended up with pretty similar numbers. But this was one of the criteria available in the ITE for estimating parking generation for daycare facilities.
Yeah, I mean, I can, unless that is acceptable, I can, you know, give you a little bit more detail here. So here is actually the ITE data. And so I actually used, here. So this one right here, specifically this 565, average rate 2.45 per 1,000 square feet of gross floor area. What Ryan McAvoy is talking about is per employee 1.22. So if you multiply, you know, 4 employees times 1.22, it's 4.88 spaces. Mm-hmm. And then if you look at per, I believe this is, which one is, this is peak demand. I believe it ended up being 0.21 per student. I'd have to find, maybe it was here it is. Okay. So 0.21 spaces per student. So if you do 0.21 times 24, that ends up being 5.04 spaces. So I took the larger of the three.
Okay. That answer your question, Dave?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, it seems like a conservative estimate based on what you're showing us, Ryan. Yeah. Any other commissioners have questions for the applicants? All right, Ryan, you want to fill us in on your comments and the new, I guess we get a new set of plans today that you haven't reviewed yet.
That's correct. I'll just kind of run you quickly through some of the bigger ticket items.
Okay.
You know, the first of which was, you know, the original plan had envisioned the garage to be reused as another classroom space. And that building, you know, obviously right now, well, not obviously, but it very much appeared to be an accessory structure. and converting an accessory structure to what I believe was a primary structure had some zoning related issues that I listed in my letter. And if that is no longer part of this application, and then that no longer applies, I would just want them to clarify what the intent is for that garage, which is going to be continued to use for storage or for vehicles or for whatever, just so it's clear for the record on that. I did have some concerns about drainage. They're relatively minor. As Mr. Thompson stated, it's not a, you know, it's not a huge parking lot. So, but it was more that the grading appeared to drain from the site to the cemetery directly rather than to the state drainage system. And they're looking to connect to the state drainage system, which is a DOT review. So I did want to bring it to their attention that would be a DOT approval. But that it may add more water into the state runoff state drainage system as opposed to the current conditions, which might drain to the cemetery directly. Lastly, I'd say, you know, of my comments, the one that I thought was important to consider was screening along the abutting residential property, particularly to the the west. It's a residential property next door. They had a 3-foot high fence. I thought maybe something a little more robust along that property line might be appropriate to shield the abutting residential use from the school activities. And also I did ask for a little bit more information on the driveway site distance. I did ask that they analyze it for intersection site distance, which is a slightly more conservative criteria rather than stopping site distance. Essentially, layman's terms, stopping site distance would be the ability for a car already on 34 to come to essentially a screeching halt if there is a car that enters or an obstruction or something that enters into Route 34. Intersection site distance would be perhaps more akin to a comfortable distance for someone to exit onto Route 34 from the site and be able to get up to speed in a manner that doesn't result in vehicles already on the road having to slow down or change their lane. So intersection site distance is probably more for a new road or for a major commercial driveway. But I thought given the turnover of a daycare, it'd be important to have that more stringent criteria applied here. And then there's a couple other checklist items in the zoning regulations with respect to parking lot design and things of that nature that I think are somewhat addressed by the removal of the gravel parking area.
So you'll submit for next meeting a formal review of the revised plans?
Yes, I will.
And there's no state traffic control issues here or review needed?
There will be an encroachment permit needed at the district level, the DOT. This does not trigger any state traffic certificates. It's not considered a major traffic generator, but I do, obviously with children involved, with parents coming in and out, kids, certainly if they can demonstrate, which I think they can, based on just my, you know, understanding of the area, that they can demonstrate that they likely have adequate site distance for intersection site distance as well. So It'll be a fairly straightforward review at the DOT level, but they will have to go to the DOT for the driveway and the drainage.
So that's normally after our review and approval.
Yes, they really do not want to, they're not interested in performing reviews until it's been flushed through the local approval process.
Okay. Any comments or questions from any of the other commissioners? And
any members of the public?
Yeah, I was just going to say this is a public hearing. So is there anybody from the public that wishes to address the commission on this matter? Thanks, Ryan, for the prompt. I appreciate it.
Steve.
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you I switched to my phone. So if it doesn't come up as me, it's me.
Yeah, it's coming up as you.
Perfect.
I'd much rather see your smiling face, though.
You're just saying that and you know it.
Yep. Just a Anybody else that has any comments for the applicant or questions?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, Mark?
Mark Carfalo, 95 Academy Hill Road. I just had a question because it was confusing before the meeting because of the way the discussions that I just overheard, and then it was very confusing again. And so my question is this a daycare or is it a school?
Ryan, you want to answer that or?
Yeah, I mean, it's a daycare facility. Daycare. It's not a school, it's a daycare.
I think the terms tend to be used interchangeably by a lot of people.
I mean, unless Sylvia wants to correct me on that, I think it's a daycare.
If you're just going to think that it is, we'll attend kids that between 2 and 5, we can call it, to be more clear, it's a daycare. It's a preschool.
Mark, does that answer your question?
Because the application says, as I was reading it, well, the first discussion, it says toddler and preschool 2 to 5. So, but it's been referred to as a daycare. So I was just really more curious than anything. And then I guess because if it was one or the other, is there a zoning impact to that?
No, I don't believe so. I think I'm muted. The permitted use in the zone is daycare center, the special exception use rather. And I can check to answer your question, Mark, but generally speaking, daycare centers are, you know, the implication is that it's, you know, for children under 5, which this is exactly what they're proposing. I think they're interchangeable in terms of the art, but the use falls under the category of daycare in the zoning regulations.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's no other comments or questions at this time, then I would move that we extend the public hearing to the July meeting for final review of the amended plans.
Mr. Chair, I suggest you say continue the public hearing.
Continue the public, sorry.
No, it's extend implies that the applicant grants an extension. So.
Yes, understood. Do I have a second for that motion?
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Aye. Okay, so moved. We'll continue the public hearing in July. And hopefully be able to take it to action at that time. Thank you, Ryan and Swan. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Okay. That takes care of item 10, the new business, which was going to be possible action on the preschool. And our first item of old business is Derby Avenue LLC, 25 New Haven Avenue site plan application for a U-Haul business. Ryan, my understanding is that we've never received any information on this application.
No, that's correct, Mr. Chairman.
And when did we decide to hear it? Has it been a couple months?
Yeah, they've had the opportunity for a couple months to submit information regarding the U-Haul. I believe they're performing. They've been performing work on replacing some of the tanks on site. So there's no U-Haul trucks on the property, and we just have not gotten any information from them. Updated site plans showing where they want the U-Haul trucks. Information regarding how many. Any information on the parking lot that was constructed out there. No response to our comment letter. So there's been no nothing from the applicant.
Would it make sense to have a motion to turn this down without prejudice?
I would certainly think that would be appropriate given the lack of information presented and the past history of how this commission handles such applications.
I mean, it sounds to me like a denial as incomplete. It's an incomplete application at this point. Without prejudice.
Okay. Dave, do you have a comment?
I was just going to comment on the fact that it looks like there's several zoning violations going on that property right now. You have a stockpile of dirt with no erosion control protecting it. It's actually, some of that dirt is getting into the adjoining property. You have a drain on Route 34 there, a storm drain that's not protected. How long, this has been like this for a month now.
So why don't we handle that as two separate, this as two separate items. Let's first make a motion to deny for lack of information. Barbara, what was your wording on this? Deny.
Now, because of an incomplete application.
Deny the application because it's
incomplete.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we deny the application as incomplete without prejudice. There was a second for that motion.
Second.
Thanks, Albert. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? So moved. Dave, as to your complaints, would it be fair to ask Ryan and Sarah to make a review of the property?
That could be one of her first tasks.
I'll bet you she has a list that's a mile long.
Yeah, I know, but this is one for the commission.
It's growing.
I know that they, Mr. Commissioner Gino DiGiovanni, I know that they opened up the gas station, I think, last week. They didn't move that fill pile yet after they poured the concrete. I saw some tracks. It was over there, I think, last Friday. Is it still there?
Is anybody still there as of Saturday?
Oh, as of Saturday? Okay.
Well, so why don't we ask staff to review the issue and they should go ahead and take appropriate action if it needs to be taken, but they don't need to wait, I think, on the next commission meeting, but it would be helpful to have a report back on this at the next commission meeting. Is that okay, Sarah, Ryan?
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you. I think item B will turn into a ZEO monthly update. I don't know, Sarah, if you want to say anything tonight, or I don't want to put you on the spot because I don't know whether you and Ted had talked about this. And if you don't have anything to talk about at this point, that's fine. We know you're still getting your feet wet and learning the ins and outs. And like I said, I'm sure you have a laundry list from Ted and everybody else. That's probably a few pages long, but welcome. We're really, really glad to have you aboard.
Thanks. I'm excited to work with everyone. And as of now, I do have a long list of things that I need to start to look at and enforce, but I haven't taken action yet, but it's definitely something that will start happening before the next commission meeting.
Great. And if you can, plan on every month giving us an overview of your actions during the past month and some of the other, I think actually one of the other items on old business, the detention basins is probably on your list.
Yeah, it is.
So that'll take care of A, B, and D. I'm going to move to old business item C, the PDD subcommittee. We thought we would have a report for the commission today with a draft, but I think after yesterday's discussion, we decided that there were a few other items that needed attention. There's certainly some issues that I think, and I think Albert and Dave will want to comment, that probably require a bigger discussion for the whole commission before we finalize the draft regulations. Dave or Albert, you want to add anything to the discussion?
I'll start, Steve. Our draft regulation for PDD is about as permissive for uses as you'll see in any PDD zone regulation. We reviewed the PDD regulations from six other towns. Derby by far has the greatest number of uses. the least amount of restrictions. And we did that to provide maximum flexibility for development in non-residential zones throughout the city of Derby. All non-residential zones were the intention of that. The draft regulation that I saw this week and we discussed last night added to those non-residential zones residential properties in residential zones which adjoin non-residential zone property. And, you know, we had a pretty lively discussion last night about that, and I felt very strongly that that's a bridge too far. Since this regulation is as permissive as possible for uses on non-residential properties, we have to be careful and we have to protect our residential zones. So I am very strongly against adding the language that would allow eligibility for properties in residential zones to apply for a PDD zoning approval. So that, other than that, I think most of the items in there were somewhat of a compromise between the three members who are on board. You know, I was pushing hard for a mandatory performance by the applicant to show that their project was going to have a substantial cost benefit to the city of Derby. And I felt that way because since this PDD zone allows the applicant to virtually write their own zoning regulation for their project, in return for that, I felt strongly that they needed to provide some kind of evidence, you know, an actual cost-benefit analysis that the city of Derby was going to benefit. But we compromised on that, and I'm okay with it. I think we could judge every application accordingly. So that's where I stand. The only really objection that I have is the inclusion of adjoining residential zone properties.
Okay. I think at this point, what we've asked is our consultants, Liz and Al, I know you want to speak to rewrite that section. But I think that is, again, one of those issues that we'll probably discuss with the larger commission. Well, Al, do you want to add your comments?
Yeah, I just thought it was a matter of if we want to add a couple more standards to the regulations. And also, like Dave said, who we want to start conversations with on different applications. If we want just be physical benefits to the town, or if there's other benefits that we want to consider too.
And I think, you know, one thing that it's important for us to understand, and really for everyone in this commission to understand. I know there's two members missing, but there was discussion at last month's meeting about the potential to include properties that abut. Well, let me back up. Right now, this regulation is, as it currently stands, allow for PDDs to be considered in non-residential zones. It does not include the CDD, the MDD. There's PDD potential already existing in those zones. But this would be more for public zones, P zones, B1, B2 zones, I1, IC zones, and I think HC. Thank you, Dave. I knew I was missing one. So hospital campus, industrial business, industrial campus, and public zones. So those would be the only properties where this would be eligible. Excluded from that as the regulation was originally intended. Excluded would be R1 through R6, RM, and the center residence zone. So the discussion with the commission last time was about, well, what about the potential for transition areas or for properties that are adjacent to some of these more commercial zones. So that was brought up at last month's meeting by, I believe, Chairman Estewan brought it up. I wasn't sure how many other commission members felt strongly that we should have provisions perhaps for what we'll call the adjacency clause, for lack of a better term. But we did want to get some more feedback from the commission. I think this is a very important issue, whether or not you think that it's important to be able to allow for properties adjacent to business, industrial zones, things of that nature to be potentially included. And if you do, what might be eligibility criteria that would be considered? In other words, for example, there's no minimum lot area required right now for a property in the B1 zone to come to this commission with a PDD zone change, master site plan, et cetera. And then it'd be up to you to decide whether or not you the merits of that application were worth it. But there is no minimum eligibility in terms of lot area. If you were to say want the residential areas adjacent to or within a certain distance, what might be a minimum lot size that would be considered for that? So we were hoping to get some feedback from other members. That's frankly why we're here tonight discussing it.
Liz, do you want to add anything to the discussion?
I think Ryan summed it up really well. So this issue, in addition to the lot size, it may be also adjacent to certain types of zones as opposed to other types. Instead of giving all industrial and business zones, maybe it's a specific business zone that is more likely to be abutting a residential zone that we're focusing on, just to narrow that net a little bit further. So again, there are a lot of different ways to slice this up. As Ryan said, we're interested in what other members are thinking about that.
Are there any comments for the other commissioners that are on? Raul, Dan?
I think I'm all set.
Yeah, I mean, I think the comment I would make is that just stay tuned, more to come. I'm sorry, Raul, did you want to speak?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So yeah, stay tuned. We'll give you a further update next month. Okay. That's the end of old business. Payment of bills. Do we have any bills? Ryan, did you submit any bills?
Yeah, there are two invoices attached to your packet that I emailed to the commission members earlier.
Okay.
One of which is an invoice for general services to the Planning and Zoning Commission, which have also included our assistance on the staff level for the past several months as the zoning enforcement officer position was vacant. As Sarah gets more comfortable in her role, I suspect that number will decrease fairly significantly in the next several months. The other invoice was for review services associated with the yoga studio at One Park Avenue.
Okay, I'm assuming those Ted will approve those and have you answer any questions if he has any.
Yep, and usually the way those work, Steve, is that the finance director usually relies on an approval from the commission on the invoices.
So we need a motion to pay bills if found correct. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So moved.
Motion. So moved. Thanks, Dan. Second that? Yes, you're very quick. We've done this before, right, Dan? Second on that motion?
Second.
Thanks, Dave. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, Ryan, we'll pay your bills. That's official.
Stakes back in the menu.
Say that again, Mark.
You referred to item 11D, Is that?
That's going to fall under Sarah's purview. So I know she already has it on her list, and I don't think she's ready to talk about it. That's for sure.
No, but what is it?
Oh, this is the status of the detention basins, the issue with the maintenance of detention basins throughout the city and whether they're properly maintained.
I'll just throw something in there then. What my intention is with Sarah over the next weeks and months is that we perform visual inspections of stormwater basins, including review of some of the culverted waterways, particularly on the 2 mile Brook corridor, to see if there's any rights for the city to enter under those properties, particularly the culverted waterways, and those properties we do have rights on to inspect. I will perform those inspections with her and provide recommendations that can be provided to homeowners associations or to relevant entities that are responsible for the maintenance of those facilities. And that will be commencing over the next month or two.
A field trip.
But my question is, on the agenda, I see that there's only A through C, not D. That's, I guess, was my question.
Oh, my copy of the agenda shows A through D.
Okay.
And it has been an old business item for the past few months. We actually decided to leave it. We would keep it until we had a final report on them. So
I'm just going by what we received and posted to the website. Only had A to C, so I just want to.
Yeah, okay. I think
we'll close for next month.
Yeah, I think Steve, we took off the and the official copy that's on the city website. The update on ZEO item was actually removed. I think Ted may have sent out a draft agenda to you. So the only thing that we removed the update on ZEO because we have Sarah now.
Yeah. But I like I said, I think that's going to be replaced by a monthly report from Sarah, an update from her. That's at least what I would expect as vice chair.
Okay.
And I think the status of detention basins is something that most of the commissioners want to have resolved one way or the other and understand what's going on. So I'd like to see both of those stay on the agenda month to month. Otherwise, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.
Thank you.